State Representative from the 106th District, is Peter Battaglia. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kevin. And as we were talking offline there a little bit, we forgot to ask the weatherman to be 35 and sunny. So 35 and rain, I guess, is what we deserve.
That's right. We said we'd like it warmer and no snow, and this is what they came up with.
It seems like they could do better, but we'll work on it as it comes along.
That's right. Well, you know what? I think it is better than, maybe a foot or two of snow right now, and that's a little more like springtime then.
Whatever is put in my driveway is going to be picked up by somebody else at this point.
There you go. All right. Well, we're going to talk about some things going on right now, but, we were out last week, so I didn't get the chance to talk to you, but you had those meetings on the enhancement projects, and from what you said, those went really well.
Very good. Yes, they went very, very well, and these are enhancement projects for wildlife enhancement in our area. We have the big DM Zone 452, which is the TB zone for white-tailed deer. So the DNR has come up with a project, and it'll be a pilot project for our area, starting off with $50,000 in grants for private property owners to do enhancement projects on their property. And it went very well. We held it at the NOAA Center here in Alpena. And the grants are very unique because they're $2,000 minimum up to $10,000. Now, that doesn't give you a whole lot of grants, but it's up to 25 grants. But it's a 25% match to get the money, but you could do the labor. So let's say you're going to put a food plot in and you have your own tractor. There's a formula that says how much that tractor and operator would cost, and that could be your matching monies. Okay. So it's a great project for people. I really encourage them to look into this. And, again, I'd like to give my number out down in Lansing. If you want to reach out to me, it's 517-373-0833. Okay. If you have any questions or concerns or interest, call me up and we'll get you started on the grant application.
Yeah, just because you missed the meeting last week doesn't mean you're out of luck on this.
Absolutely. Now, and again, this it's coming on fast,
right?
Because we're trying to get these food plots in. The grants out, by the time you get everything done, it's going to be August, and that's right. The time they have to go in. But I do want to emphasize, this is just the first year of a couple-year project, so look at it. If you're not going to apply this year, at least get ready to apply this September for next year.
Okay.
So it's a good project.
All right, and we'll get out your phone number when we wrap this up. But that event, and then coming up, you've got some legislation that passed on, the change in what the heritage routes are.
That's right. US 23 was always considered a heritage route, and that's about a 25-year-old campaign. And everybody is very familiar with the Pure Michigan ads.
Right.
So I introduced a bill through my chair of tourism committee. It was kind of a unique thing for me to be able to do. And we renamed heritage routes in Michigan to be Pure Michigan Byways, and US 23 will have that designation. So it'll be Pure Michigan Byway, and what that'll do for us is be part of the Pure Michigan campaign now. So when people look up traveling through Michigan, it'll pop up US 23 is a Pure Michigan Byway. Stop and visit the Howises and Harrisville, Alpena, Rogers City, Sheboygan, up into Mackinac. So it'll be good for us. It'll help brand us a little bit further and bring more tourism dollars to our area.
Very good, and that's what we're always looking for, that's for sure.
Right. We got to show off what we are, Kevin.
You're
we're
right.
A beautiful end of the state, and a lot of times we're ignored.
You're right, exactly. And one other thing we want to talk about, people have probably been hearing about the possibilities of a constitutional convention.
Right. It's called Senate Concurrent Resolution V, and if you want to ask me why that is, I can't tell you, but that's the what it's been called. And this is going out all around the nation. Alaska was the first to adopt it. Nebraska, there's Texas, and now Michigan is. It's moving throughout the nation. We have to have 32 states say yes to this resolution, and this would ask the Congress of the United States to convene a constitutional convention, and then some changes could be done to our Constitution, and the number one push is to demand a balanced budget.
Yeah.
And if we get a balanced budget amendment at the federal end, we believe that'll help us control the cost, the spending, and be more transparent.
Yes.
Right now, the budget deficit is $17 trillion, approaching $18 trillion. Our grandchildren aren't even going to see the end of that debt.
Right, exactly.
So we have to... We have to get Congress to force them into doing what they demand of the states and the townships. So we in the state have to have a balanced budget by law.
That's right. I know you guys do a great job with the budget here in Michigan, so why not take that to the federal level?
It makes sense.
Yeah,
it really makes sense.
Well, Peter, if they've got more questions about the Constitutional Convention or the Heritage Routes or the enhancement projects, again, how do they reach you?
Call my office, 517-373-0833. And there's a lot of folks out there that are on my e-news or know how to email me at my office. Great thing to do. I'd love to talk to people about this these enhancement projects. It'll be good for our area.
Very good. Well, you have a good weekend. Have a good break. I know you'll be busy during the spring break session here, and I know we'll talk to you again very soon.
I won't be fertilizing or mowing the lawn yet because I can't see it, but I'm hoping.
All right, Peter. You take care.
See you, Kevin. Thank you.